Today we are in section Mem of Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. And children, this letter in the Hebrew has the sound of our letter M. Every single word in the Hebrew starts with that M sound. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I've restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. This attitude here of love toward God's law, love toward God's word, is one that really and truly is in every godly person's heart. But it is only there because they have a new heart given by Jesus, who himself had this love for God's law far more than we. He knew it. He meditated on it. He put it into practice every day. To him, God's word was more precious than his necessary food. It was certainly more precious than sleep at times. God's word was to be upheld. In fact, he himself declared that he had come to fulfill every bit of God's law, down to the smallest letter, down to the littlest curve on a letter that distinguishes it from another. To the slightest little bit, Jesus came to fulfill it, to bring it to fruition, because he is the word which became flesh, had a love for a perfect love. It was delightful to him and guided all his steps, everywhere he went. It is because of this that we have increasingly the same sorts of thoughts. We see here in section Mem then, the psalmist with the new heart that he has, given by God, and the psalmist was enabled to look forward to the coming and the working and the victory of Jesus Christ. The psalmist declares his love and his meditation on it all the day. Now, some of you children haven't fallen in love with someone yet, but you know that people do that. And you older people, young adults perhaps, and certainly those of us who are older, know what it's like to be in love. And the object of our love is frequently in our thoughts, whether it be our spouse or our children. Or as we've grown older, we've come to appreciate our parents more and more. Our thoughts are often, and our hearts are often, attuned to our loved ones. Is this the case with you, with God's word? The psalmist here says it is for him. His love has him constantly thinking, frequently throughout the day, about God's word. He loves it because it is holy, and it has come from his Father in heaven. He loves it. It's a love that was not there at one time. Those who are not in Jesus Christ cannot truly love God's law. They can't respect it, perhaps. They can yield to it, at least outwardly, at least for a time. But there is not a real love for it unless the heart is made new by sovereign grace. That new heart, of course, that circumcised heart, was found in saints of old as they look to the person and work of Him who would come. And it is there for us as we look back to the One who has come and who has fulfilled all the promises, yes, has fulfilled all the law of God. Meditating upon it and following after it, as we see in verses 98 through 100, leads us to more wisdom than even those who are great, at least as the world would see them, great learned people and wonderful philosophers. The simplest believer who simply believes on Jesus Christ, who simply believes God's Word, has more wisdom and understanding of what is right and wrong, what is true and false, what is good and evil, than Socrates or Plato or Aristotle, or than Bertrand Russell or Richard Dawkins. Now going on, it guides the believer, even as the Lord Jesus followed after God's law. It guides the believer in one way, well, actually, two opposite ways. It guides him to go in the way of righteousness, and it leads him away from wickedness. Now, children, I want you to think of something. I know some children here in our congregation live across the street from us. And if they go out their front door and they decide they're going to walk to the library, they're walking away from the park. You can't go to the library and to the park at the same time, can you? Or if you would turn around and walk off to the park, you're walking away from the library. I know some kids in this congregation who live close by to their grandparents, and there's the same driveway, really. And if they turn their backs to the road, they can go to Grandpa and Grandma's. But if they turn their back to their grandparents, they're walking out toward the road. I know of other children who either are members of this congregation or who attended with their parents who are next door neighbors to each other. And if they stand on the property line, they can either walk to one house or to the other. But they can't do both. If they're going to go to one house, they must turn their back and walk away from the other. And we know these sorts of situations. So it is with godliness and the way of Jesus and the way of wickedness. We turn to the One guided by His law and our love for it and our love for the lawgiver. Even as we turn our back more and more on the way of wickedness. As we love it, we find how much more sweet it is. I wonder how many of you children like honey. There are a few silly people who don't like honey, I suppose. Not that I don't like and love them too. But I just love honey. I think most people do. It's a delightful thing. It is sweet. And everything that goes into it makes just a little better, in my opinion anyway. And that is the way that increasingly God's Word gets to us. That is the way the Word written and Him who is the Word become flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, comes to us. It's just like with other people. We may love someone, but the longer we know them and the better we know them, the more we love them. Men, you and I are told to love our wives even as Christ has loved the church. And is it not so? That we love her more than we did. And do we not trust that we will love her even more as time goes on? Yes. Yes. And so it is with God and His Word, the Word written, the Word become flesh. More and more. It, more and more, He becomes more and more precious to us. Let us study then. Let us meditate then. Let us yield to the law of God, the Word of God. Let us love it, even as we love Him who gave it to us. Let us love Him who devoted Himself entirely to His Father's law, who fulfilled it entirely that we might have that on our record, who took every penalty in it that we have deserved that we might go free, who is put into our hearts by His Spirit, new hearts, circumcised, born again, that we may have love now for Him and His work. Well, let's sing now from Psalm 119, Name, which in our psalm book is Psalm 119, M.